speaking of the Washington Post, there's a lot going on with one of their top reporters today, and we're going to talk more about that with James Holman. He is the national political reporter for Politico. James, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Lori and Andrew.
And, of course, we've got this Bob Woodward, Gene Sperling White House saga. Last night, Politico, of course, obtaining the email correspondence that was relayed between the two men. Of course, Gene Sperling being the director of the National Economic Council under President Obama. Bob Woodward, a very, very prominent and well-known reporter for The Washington Post. So what have you got? Tell us.
Pretty remarkable email exchanges kind of on the surface. You know, what the backstory is, over the weekend, Bob Woodward wrote this op-ed in the Washington Post that says that President Obama really is to blame for the sequester, that it was his idea, that it emanated from the White House. Republicans went along with it during the budget debates in the summer of 2011. It was a very small part of the book that he wrote last year on the backstory over these fiscal debates. And in advance of writing this op-ed, he gave Gene Sperling a heads up that the story was coming. And Sperling called him and kind of yelled at him for about half an hour, saying, you know, that you're completely wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And then he wrote a follow-up email saying that, you know, Woodward didn't really understand and that he would regret, and that was the word he used, regret, if he went ahead and published the story. So this all plays out. The White House pushed back hard on Woodward's op-ed over the weekend, and then Woodward told my colleagues yesterday about this email, specifically that regret line. Then this morning, we got the full email exchange, which is not quite as threatening as it might sound just from that one word. It was a back and forth, kind of an agree to disagree email exchange over who really was to blame for the sequester. For those who know Gene Sperling, he's a very mild-mannered guy. He's not as kind of yelling and full of obscenities as a lot of other folks who work in the White House are.
Well, you know, it seems kind of a weird situation, right? Because typically people who are paying attention to which media outlets go which way, they look at the Washington Post and they say that tends to lean a little bit to the left. Barack Obama, of course, a Democrat. And yet Bob Woodward has all these credentials. And, you know, everybody thinks that he's this, you know, fantastic reporter historically. Why is this rift? Is the White House disputing the actual characterization of the events as coming from, like, Jack Lew, coming from the Obama administration? Are they saying Woodward got his facts wrong? I'm trying to make sense out of this because it looks like a pretty big squabble among generally conceived to be liberal politicians and the media.
Well, Andrew, I Woodward would dispute that, you know, he's liberal. I think, you know, he over the years has written a lot that was unhelpful to Bill Clinton, and, you know, neither of his Obama books were well received by the Obama administration. But, you know, he has a lot of credibility because he wrote three pretty critical books of George W. Bush during his administration. I think Woodward would dispute the idea that he's in the tank for the left. But unquestionably, a lot of people who kind of criticized Woodward during the Bush era are now holding up his comments and highlighting them.
So you mentioned that the emails back and forth between Woodward and Sperling, when you got the full picture, didn't sound quite the same as it was initially presented to you about the regret word, that it wasn't like, you'll regret this threat, but it was more like, what exactly was it? I mean, Woodward was sort of sensationalizing this a bit, or it got sensationalized as it grew bigger in the press, or is this really that bad?
I think Woodward was holding out the email as illustrative of something bigger. You know, there's a lot that's said in phone conversations and in back and forth. This is a very confrontational White House. You know, there's squabbles over almost every story, and it's common practice for reporters who are aggressively covering the White House and the president on a daily basis to have back and forths. And I think Woodward was holding this exchange out, not in and of itself as kind of a threatening thing in an explicit way, but is characteristic of the mood and mindset and mentality of the Obama administration.
How much of this do you think is just a reaction to being criticized? I see the Twitter shot from David Plouffe, who's now heading up Organizing for America, the rebranded campaign organization. Do they just not like to be criticized? Do you think that's what's going on here?
Well, the White House is in campaign mode.
We got to wrap it.
The sequester thing is very real, and they don't want to lose that political argument.
All right, James, we appreciate your being here on America's Radio News. He is the national political reporter for Politico.